with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Tensions are high at sea near Iran.
Iran has effectively stopped tankers from using the Strait of Hormuz, which carries 20% of the world's oil. On social media, President Trump said the U.S. had completely destroyed 10 inactive Iranian mine-laying vessels, and there would be more to follow. A video clip was posted by Energy Secretary Chris Wright, claiming the Navy helped an oil tanker through the Strait of Hormuz. This is White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
And I can confirm that the U.S. Navy has not escorted a tanker or a vessel at this time.
The prospect of military escorts could help reduce oil and gas price pressures created by the war. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Young kids missed the pandemic school disruptions, but their reading scores are still lagging.
When COVID wrought havoc in early 2020, today's youngest school children were infants or not yet born. Now, in their early school years, researchers are beginning to see how the pandemic years have shaped their education. First and second graders continue to perform worse than their pre-pandemic counterparts on math and reading tests. That's according to a report published Tuesday by the Education Assessment and Research Group, NWEA. But while math scores have inched up every year, reading scores remain stagnant. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump says he won't sign any other legislation into law until Congress passes a strict proof of citizenship voting bill called the SAVE Act that he says also must end Americans' ability to vote by mail. It's a startling demand months before the midterm elections. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 34 points. The NASDAQ rose 1 with the S&P 500 down by 14. Oil trading in the mid-80s. This is SRN News. Indiana's abortion ban is on hold.
Marion County Superior Court Judge Christina Kleinman has issued a preliminary injunction on behalf of a group of plaintiffs who claim that abortion is part of their religious belief system. This is an argument that is being promoted nationwide by the Satanic Temple, which is seeking to protect abortion by cloaking it in the First Amendment. Indiana Right to Life says religious freedom law, quote, was never intended to equate taking the life of an unborn child with religious expression. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious freedom advocates and human rights groups are marking 1 year since the March 2025 massacre that devastated Christian and Alawite communities in Syria. Over a period of days, coordinated attacks by armed groups targeted civilians in towns and villages stretching from the outskirts of Latakia to rural coastal communities. Entire families were executed in their homes. This is SRN News. Investors are slightly calmer today on Wall Street.
Stocks held steadier on Wall Street as investors wait for the next signal on when the war with Iran may end. The S&P 500 dipped 0.2% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 34 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite was essentially flat. Crude oil prices remained sharply below the peaks they hit a day earlier. Oil prices had plunged Monday from close to $120 a barrel to $90 a barrel as investors hoped for a quick end to the war. The hostilities with Iran could impact the flow of oil from the Persian Gulf. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes rose in February from the previous month as home shoppers benefited from easing mortgage rates and a modest increase in properties on the market. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.